The starting point for the Sitka Planning Commission was data from a survey taken by citizens at the end of last summer's season. Respondents had plenty of feedback, most of it positive, on the closure of Lincoln Street on days with high passenger volumes. But the 74 days that Sitka's main downtown thoroughfare was closed to vehicles didn't solve congestion elsewhere. Amy Ainsley, Sitka Planning Director, said addressing traffic and visitor drop-off and pickup would be a big concern for next year, 2024, and into the future. Next on the list was an issue that's been gaining momentum in public discussion lately.
And then secondly, so many comments in the community survey about bus electrification.
Chris McGraw owns and operates the Sitka Sound Cruise Terminal, where most of Sitka's 383,000 passengers disembarked in 2022. That number could be much larger in 2023, possibly as many as 200,000 more. That would create round-trip bus traffic 5 days a week to downtown Sitka and back. Even so, McGraw says electric buses don't pencil out.
As for the electrification of bus transportation, a 45-foot motor coach like we operates in the $1 to $1.2 million range to purchase. We have 17 of them. So the feasibility of a private entity funding electric buses at this point is non-existent.
Bruce Conine runs a wildlife tour business out of small buses. He offered a 50,000-foot view of the problem. He recommended that Sitka look past buses and go right to rail.
As long as it's electric and moving people, you guys will have access to huge amounts of government money. Maybe even a company like Elon Musk Boring Company could bore a hole in the ground, pop up at the Centennial Building. It'd be a unique thing. I think some of the cruise ship passengers might even think it would be a cool stop to go and actually ride in a tunnel made that way. And it could be very fast. I'd love to see it underground just so it wouldn't mess up our little town.
Conine was perfectly serious about electric rail. Part of future planning is thinking big. His idea doesn't sound so far-fetched when he contrasts it to the reality of moving almost 600,000 people by bus.
Rather than have to hire 60 bus drivers to try to run that many people and keep that much machinery going on the road, which is very hard, to have a rail system that could bring them in quick and get it paid for by government funds, why not?
Another more down-to-earth approach came from an unlikely source, Laurie Boise, director of Visit Sitka. Boise thought solving Sitka's problem with visitor transportation included improving transportation for locals by addressing the shortage of taxis in town and optimizing the public transportation system called the ride.
This is no reflection on the management of the ride, but our public transportation system, I think, needs to be looked at as part of long-term planning. Who is it servicing? How is that working? Right now, it only works Monday through Friday. It doesn't service the airport. We don't have enough taxis. People are walking into town over the bridge because they can't get from the airport here.
The Planning Commission's task now is to make recommendations to the Assembly about 2023 and beyond, and many of them will expand on efforts begun last year on topics like temporary restroom locations, food cart permits, signage, and safety improvements. This is a lot to bite off for a group whose traditional job involves reviewing and approving conditional use permits and variances. As the 90-minute meeting drew to a close, Commissioner Darrell Windsor offered one last recommendation for municipal government.
I think the Assembly ought to make a tourist planning commission separate from this commission.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.